432's morning show on the go.
Get out.
Here's what's trending now.
It's going down the wood. Holla, holla at wood. What's trending on this Monday morning? Wow.
Trending now.
Wow. Well, apparently one of Joe Coy, he hosted the Golden Globes last night. One of his jokes fell flat to one Taylor Swift.
Uh-oh.
She had to stare him down is what she
Welcome
did.
Welcome back. And as you know, we came on after a football doubleheader. The big difference between the Golden Globes and the NFL, on the Golden Globes, we have fewer camera shots of Taylor Swift. I swear. There's just more to go to here. Sorry about that.
There you go.
Wow. So, of course, definitely the cameras panned to the audience, found Taylor Swift, and she pretty much, yeah, like you said, gave him some side eye and then took a sip of her wine. Trust me. Trust me. It's going to be a meme and or a gif.
Oh, yeah.
From here on out. So I happen to follow Joe Coy on IG because I'm a huge fan. I think he did a fine job last night. It's no big deal. Nothing anyone else wouldn't have done. But definitely lots of Swifties on his IG throwing him some hate, saying, how dare you insult Taylor, this and that.
Yeah, he's probably going to have to deal with the Swifties for at least a little bit now.
Yeah, you know, whatever.
Wow. Well, he was on last night. A lot of people didn't get him. A lot of people said he was underwhelming and didn't understand what was going on with him. And a lot of people didn't even know who he was.
Well, and it was funny because he even, you know, kind of mentioned it in his monologue. He was like, come on, guys, I got this gig 10 days ago. Give me a break. Shut up.
Well, the Golden Globes were last night. They were held in Beverly Hills. Here are some of the actually major winners.
Female supporting actor, motion picture. Divine George Randolph.
The best male supporting actor in any motion picture.
Robert Downey Jr.
Best performance by a male actor in a television series, musical, or comedy.
Jeremy Allen White.
For best performance in stand-up comedy on television, Ricky Gervais.
For female actor, television series, musical, or comedy. Ayo Adeviri.
Best performance by a male actor in a television series, drama, Kieran Culkin.
For best motion picture, animated,
The Boy and the Heron.
For best director of a motion picture, Christopher Nolan.
For the best performance by a female actor in a motion picture, musical, or comedy,
Emma Stone.
Best performance by a male actor in a motion picture drama,
Cillian Murphy.
Best original song, motion picture,
What Was I Made For?
For the very first time ever, for cinematic and box office achievement, Barbie.
Best television limited series, anthology series, or motion picture made for television.
There you go. I mean, the list goes on and on. I guess Oppenheimer and Barbie continued their successes.
Well, Barbie didn't get as many awards as a lot of people were expecting.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Oppenheimer did really well. Poor Things did really well. Killers of the Flower Moon. And then, like you said, HBO Succession, The Bear just made out like, you know, they did awesome. So, yeah. But it was funny because you heard that Robert Downey Jr. was a winner, and he was nominated in the same category as Robert De Niro. And they say it was a pretty funny moment when Robert De Niro, he just heard the name Robert. So he was about to stand up. He was just in his mind. He had won the award. Slow your roll, viejito. Wrong Roberto. It was Robert Downey Jr., not Robert De Niro. Wow, even their first and last name start with the same letters.
Yeah,
so
very, very, very
understandable mistake. Kind of funny little mishap there. But yeah, all in all, it was a pretty good awards show last night. 81st Golden Globe Awards.
Great. I'm glad I missed it.
Thank you. They say the precursor to the Oscars.
Now.
Wow. Well, Kelly Clarkson says she will not let her 9 and 7-year-olds use social media while they are under her roof.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. She says, you know what? That's a big no-no, at least until they turn 18 is what she says. She won't let her two kids use social media at all. Even though she shares custody of 9-year-old River Rose and 7-year-old Remington with her ex-husband, Brandon Blackstock, people are like, well, you know, what if dad lets him? And she says, even her daughter has asked her, what if dad lets me? She says, well, you're there 4 days a month. Enjoy that.
Hey, there it is.
But
you know?
She says, you know, I'll listen when they're older, but until they have a solid argument as to why they should be allowed to be on social media, she said, no, not until they turn 18, not under my roof.
Okay.
Boom.
Bam. Just know when you go with dad, that's the only time you might have.
Thank you.
Watch out.
Trending now.
Willy Wonka, number one again. Willy Wonka, like, I don't know, 3-4 weeks in a row now, number one movie.
Surprise.
Yeah, 14.4 million more this past weekend. Night Swim, number two. Aquaman, at number three. Migration to Anyone But You, rounding out the top five over a semi-slow movie box office week.
3. Leo and Rebecca in the morning. B93.
Yeah, boy. All right, time for some found.
Sound.
I'm sorry. When there's a donkey involved and a rubber chicken, how can you not smile?
What in the world? Wow, you've already made my morning. I don't even have to know what's going to happen.
Thank you. We're there for this party.
Yeah, we are.
Listen to this lady's donkey go wild over a big rubber chicken squeak toy. Here's the deal. This woman in Arkansas has a whole TikTok account dedicated to her pet donkey.
Donkey.
Donkey. And fans all over the country always mail things to her. They know that this donkey loves babies, toys, and stuff like that.
Oh, so yeah. They send stuff for the donkey.
And here he is receiving yet another toy from somebody, you know, a TikTok lover out there. So.
Good afternoon, donkey. I got you something in the mail today from New York. Do you see it? What? This is from Jennifer in New York. Is it big? Blue screaming chicken. I think you nodded your head.
That is some racket.
Thank you. You know what? I could not have said it better. I was thinking noise racket is the perfect word.
There's just a lot.
That's some commotion.
I don't know which one was the donkey, which one was the rubber ducky, and which one was the owner.
And who, thank you. Who was more excited to, you know, to interact with whom, honestly?
I even felt like I heard a couple peditos up in there. I mean, there was a lot of sound.
There was some belching going on. Farting going on. There was everything. That was everything.
Love it. By the way, yes, the donkey's name is Donkey after Eddie Murphy's character in Shrek.
Yes.
He's become a viral star on TikTok, and yes, people send him stuff because he does go a little crazy when he receives gifts. And so if you want to send him gifts as well, she'll accept them. She'll open them on the TikTok thing there and show everybody. So
this woman is genius.
She is genius. And we ain't mad at Donkey and his his commotion, because it's happening. Wow.
And Rebecca in the morning. B93.3.
Hi, it's Godman, and don't be joining co-ed sports teams so that you can be playing games with my man and try to play games with my man.
Who does that?
Who does
who
what?
Who smashes your face into somebody's elbow?
Who fakes injuries in front of a cute man so that he can nurse them back to health? Who doesn't?
That's ridiculous.
Everybody. Every woman has done that. Yes, they have.
Never do that.
Next on your world's famous Godman's Call.
The 432's Morning Show. Leo and Rebecca.
In the morning.
Only on B93. This loca. Don't give a damn.
That's right.
Time for Carmen Calls with Leo and Rebecca in the morning. B93.
So what happens when Carmen feels like you injured her boyfriend and found that it's really flirting, you know?
Well, there's heel to bite.
Yes, totally.
Hello, my name is Carmen. Can I please speak to Janine?
This is Janine.
Hi, Janine. You don't know me, but I'm Eric's girlfriend, and he was telling me about an incident that happened at your co-ed volleyball game this weekend.
Oh, right, Eric, yeah.
Okay, and I don't appreciate you being all up in his personal space and causing him to be injured, so when next time he comes back and plays, I expect for you to keep your distance.
I'm sorry, what did
because
you say?
Because the way you're reckless.
Are you talking about the incident where I got elbowed in the eye? Is that what you're talking about?
You injured my boyfriend. He said that he was going up for a shot, and then you rammed your face into his elbow.
Oh, my gosh.
And where I come from, that's called flirting.
No, excuse me. Do you know how sports work? Do you know how when you're playing a game, you're all moving around?
Listen, Mama, I'm not trying to play no games with you, but you're not going to steal my man this close to Valentine's Day.
I have no interest. I don't want Eric. I have no interest in Eric. I don't know. Why would you do that? Who does that?
Who
smashes your face into somebody's elbow?
Who fakes injuries in front of a cute man so that he can nurse them back to health? Who doesn't?
That's ridiculous.
Everybody. Every woman has done that. Yes, they have.
I would never do that. I'm interested in playing sport.
Yeah, I know that. Women. I know, exactly. And you want to play horizontal volleyball with my man.
Oh, gross.
Hello?
Hello?
Hold on, Missy Scottman. I believe we were disconnected.
Oh, my God.
Listen.
There's no need for us to be talking. I don't even know why you're talking.
There's no need for us to be talking. Okay. You trying to steal my man is we don't have to be talking.
I am not trying to steal your man. That is gross. I have no interest
in your Now you're saying my man is gross.
Yeah, well, and also what you do is gross.
What do I do? What am I doing? I'm trying to protect my relationship?
Oh, you try to get people by smacking your face into them?
Who, me?
Yeah.
Yes, of course. Because men love a damsel in distress.
Oh, my.
Oh, you have no idea, girl. Sometimes I walk out in crutches even though my legs feel fine, and I'm getting numbers left and right. But don't tell Eric, because I don't want him finding out about that.
I'm totally telling Eric that that's what you do.
Now you're going to be a snitch. See, I knew you were trying to break up our happy home.
I knew it. I'm not the only one he smashes his elbow into.
It's not his elbow smashing into anything I'm worried about, Luca.
Well, you have to use your whole body.
You're damn right you do. Wait, are we still talking about volleyball? Baller in the sheets.
Volleyball!
Ah! Stupid.
Three. Time to give a shout out. Leo and Rebecca with the birthday holla on the Basin's number one for hip hop, B93.
A big old birthday Monday, January the 8th. You got a birthday shout. Go ahead and shout it out.
Happy birthday to Ezra Brandon. He's 7 today. This is from your Nana Vanessa and Minor Rose. Say happy birthday, Minor Rose.
Happy birthday, Ezra.
Boom. There you go. Big birthday shouts going out.
Yes. Celebrity-wise, who's celebrating this morning today?
On this Monday, January the 8th. All right. Who's having a big old birthday? Celeb-wise, blowing out some candles today. Let's hear Noah Cyrus, 24, Miley's sister.
Ew.
Okay.
Little Noah.
Wow. Her songs, she just has music as well.
Okay, she's the one that's,
Yeah.
Gotcha.
So, not mad at that. Who else having a big old birthday today? Michelle Forbes is 59, Berlin Station Branch. Huh. Who else having a birthday today? Sahara Jolie Pitt.
Oh, is she the...
She is...
She's in college right now, I think.
Yeah. She was Brad and Angelina's adopted daughter.
Yes.
How cool
is
that?
How old is she today, you said?
19 years old.
Yep, she's the one.
Yep.
There's always lots of photos of Zahara and her mom at, where Angelina goes and visits her at school all the time.
Not mad. Those are some of the birthdays. If it's your birthday,
big birthday shout to you.
All right, let's spin the morning game wheel. We got some dominoes up for grabs.
All right, let's go, let's go. It's a Monday morning. It's spinning. The wheel is spinning. Yes, it is. It's landing on what?
It's landing on yes or BS.
I love it.
Okay, is it some yes or is it some BS? And you can win and play some dominoes. All you got to do is dial it up at
563-993-737.
Happy Monday. Good morning.
Hey, hey, hey.
Who's this?
Azaria.
Azaria.
Are you ready to play yes or BS?
I am.
Okay. Up for grabs some dominoes. How's your week starting off?
It's starting off amazing. I get to go back to work today.
She sounds so like, she's like, it's starting off amazing. I get to go back to work.
Wait, is that sarcastic or are you actually happy about that?
No, I'm actually happy about that. I've been not working for the past 3 months because I haven't had a babysitter for my daughter. So I get to go back and be a substitute teacher today. So.
Yeah!
Oh, you go, girl. Actually, which reminds me, lots, pretty much as of today, all schools back in session right after the holidays and everything. The break, this is it. I know back home, today's our first day back to school.
Not mad.
Love it. So, hey, kids, have a great day, great week, all that good stuff.
All right, let's do this. Yes or BS? Is this story yes or BS? Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, here's the headline. Yes or BS? This is a yes or BS headline. Alexa can now wash your butt for you. Is that yes or BS?
I'm gonna call BS.
You're like, stop it.
She's like, that sounds absolutely absurd, Leo. Are you kidding me?
Thank you.
Would she be correct? She says BS.
She actually be wrong. It's actually yes.
What? Oh! Come nowhere near me.
The annual Consumer Electronics Show starts tomorrow in Vegas, and the bathroom brand Kohler is pushing a new bidet that connects to Alexa, and you can tell Alexa to wash your butt, and the bidet will turn on for you. What is that?
But of course.
Nice.
Wow.
Nice.
It's all fun and games until a guy does it. He's in the, in the bathroom, and his chica's like, who the heck you talking to in there? Wash your butt.
Why is Alexa wiping your butt?
Wash your butt.
Mm-hmm.
My name ain't Alexa.
Wow.
This is crazy.
Mind you,
they come up with.
Also, Alexa can dry your butt for you as well.
Oh, hey, nice.
There's too much there.
That's an invasion of privacy.
Yeah, thank you. Come on. Anyways.
You're exactly right.
Yeah, their full toilet option will cost over $10,000 with installation and also have surround sound speakers, a whole bunch of stuff happening.
Okay,
yeah.
So Alexa don't come
they
cheap.
They can keep that.
Uh-uh. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I'm sorry. It don't cost me but maybe 5 cents to wipe my butt. Ain't gonna cost me $10,000. I tell you that much. Hey, it's all good. You did get it wrong, but it's okay. You still get your pizza from Domino's.
We got you, Azaria.
Hey, have a great day. You're back to work and all that good stuff. And tell us what station just hooked it up for you.
C93.
Yeah! Yeah! You're listening to Leo and Rebecca in the morning. In your car. Work and on the B96. That's 4-3-2 wake up right there. More Leo and Rebecca in the morning is just minutes away. B93. Leo and Rebecca. Nope, they weren't having it. Somebody got ghosted hard.
Cause I've been waiting.
This is Leo and Rebecca's second chance date on B93.
Welcome to the show, Ryan. You asked to see if we could get Chelsea a date number two with her, right?
Yeah, I just can't stop thinking about her.
Ooh, okay then. Well, tell us about your date.
She was in this incredible red sweater dress, and I just couldn't keep my eyes off of her. Nobody could.
Hang on, the red sweater dress.
They say something about the color red, but then to take it a step further,
wow.
She was rocking a sweater dress. You go, I like her already. Where'd you guys go?
Yeah, I'm not sure if I should like say, but we ended up grabbing drinks and had some apps.
Okay.
After work.
And how was the whole talking conversation stuff going down?
Not like we played a little truth or dare.
Really?
Wow.
Truth or dare on a first date? Okay. What did you learn about her?
She's real fun. She dared me to meet her downstairs, and then she started to make out with me. It was, like, super hot.
Whoa!
Okay.
Yeah, this is a different speed, this first date here. I like this.
Yeah, but I have to ask, did anyone see you?
I think the waiter might have. I kind of put a damper on things.
Okay, well, I mean, you know.
It was hot.
He interrupted you guys.
Steamy.
How did stuff end?
To be continued. We decided for a second day we were going to, like, order in and watch a movie, but now I can't get an answer from her.
Well, have you, like, tried to reach out to her since your date?
Yeah, I messaged her a few times, and, you know, for anyone else, I probably would have given up by now, but she's really hard to forget.
Wow. Okay, so you had an interesting first date. Is there anything else that jumps out why she might be avoiding you?
Not unless like, she got back with her ex or something. Like, my sister said that's a thing around the holidays.
Oh, okay.
Getting back with your ex around the holidays? Why, you just want a gift or what?
Totally.
Let's see if that's what happened. I'm super curious to know what's going on with Chelsea.
Yeah, we'll do that next. Don't go nowhere, okay?
Awesome. Thanks.
Nope, they weren't having it. Somebody got ghosted hard.
Cause I've been waiting.
This is Leo and Rebecca's second chance date on B93.
Hello?
Hey, is this Chelsea?
Yeah, who's this?
What's up? It's Leo and Rebecca.
Hey, girl.
We do a segment to help our listeners contact someone they feel out of touch with. And that's probably you this morning.
Yeah. Do you remember Ryan? You had a date with him recently?
Oh, yeah. I know who you mean. Is this on the radio?
Yes, ma'am.
Show is.
Come on now.
We're hoping to, you know, find out a little bit more about your time with him. Can you fill us in?
I guess. You know, he's great, but he needs to grow up.
Wow. Why do you say that?
Well, our date went really well, but the next night I saw him out with friends and they were playing drinking games and getting like completely plastered. So, you know, it's bad enough when you're in college, but come on.
So are you for sure that it wasn't like a special occasion? Like, did you approach him or anything? Was it maybe like a bachelor party?
I didn't approach him, and I've never been to a bachelor party, but I don't think beer pong is usually a part of it.
Oh, jeez. I didn't realize you're the fun police.
Yeah, he's on the line with us. He's here with us.
Oh, okay. Fun.
Yeah, I like to have a good time. Is that a problem?
Yeah, it is, actually. I can't be with someone like that. I'm an adult.
Oh.
Okay, I'm 26 and I like to party. Pardon me.
I don't know. It seems like you're 18, so.
Wow. Okay. Awkward.
Yeah.
So, I mean, do you have anything else to say for yourself, bro?
No, I mean, I'm perfectly fine to be out at this point.
Oh, he's like,
oh, okay.
You can take me out of this.
Yeah.
Wow. So are you saying that he just parties too much or you got that vibe? Because he did say, if I'm wrong, that you all made out your guy's first date. Is that true?
Yeah.
Well?
Yeah. I mean, I had fun. I lost all attraction when I saw him getting sloppy with his friends.
So you're definitely not up for a second date. Like, it doesn't sound like either one of you are. Ryan?
Yeah, pass for me.
Pass. Boom. He's
okay.
Out. Okay.
Cool.
There it is. That's,
yeah.
Everything's out in the open, so I guess.
And you both, this is very cut and dry, and you both sound very cut and dry on this. Like, nope, that's it. Bye. All right. Done deal. At least you guys know. Not going to happen. Thank you guys so much, okay?
Thank you, Chelsea. Thank you, Ryan. Good luck.
Have a good one.
There you go.
Have a good one.
Wow. How about him? He's like, wow, I didn't know you're part of the fun.
He said, you're the fun police.
Dang.
Oh, that's hilarious.